Say the name Malala, and instantly one thinks of a heroine known to millions. The schoolgirl from Pakistan's lush, once idyllic Swat Valley, who dared speak out when the Taliban invaded her home and tried to prevent girls from going to school.
The Taliban shot me on the left side of my forehead. They shot my friends too. They thought that the bullet would silence us. But nothing changed except this. Weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage was born.
Malala Yousafzai gave that rousing United Nations speech in 2013, just 9 months after she was nearly killed. Since then, a best-selling memoir, a Nobel Peace Prize. So extraordinary is her story that at 18, it conjures the glory of a Joan of Arc, or more fittingly, a brave girl who is Malala's namesake. In the Pashtun culture of both Pakistan and Afghanistan, Malala of Mewand is legendary. Back in 1880, the teenager, armed only with her voice, rallied her countrymen to victory in a battle against the British.
She raised her voice. Kapa Mewand ki shahid nashwe, grana laliya benangay ladi satina. That it's better to live like a lion for one day than to live like a slave for 100 years.
A new documentary about Malala Yousafzai begins with her narrating that dreamlike scene of the fabled Malala. The film is directed by Davis Guggenheim and called He Named Me Malala. The he of the title, Malala's father, Ziauddin Yousafzai. They now live in England. In Pakistan, he was a teacher. And the film makes clear she grew up at his knee. When we all sat down, Malala told us what inspired her father.
He named me after Malala of Mewand, hoping that I too would have a voice like her and I too would have a name like her.
Ziauddin Yousafzai, you didn't just name your daughter Malala after this very heroic figure. You also did something quite extraordinary with an old family document that shows the family tree that goes back hundreds of years. What did you do?
My cousin brought the family tree after a few weeks she was born. And I just looked at the tree and there were all men. And I had only daughter. I just picked up the pen and drew a line from my name and wrote there, Malala. She will have a name. She will have an identity.
And it comes out in the film, Davis Guggenheim.
I've seen this family tree. And when you see it, it strikes you. They're only the names of men. And so to take a pen and to change that document forever is also an act of saying, this girl will be different.
One thing we discover in the film, you grew up in your father's school. Tell us about that.
I had this love for school since I was born. Going to the classrooms, talking to these empty chairs and listening to teachers. Maybe it was because of my father as well. I loved his speeches and I loved teachers' lectures.
Right. She, even at that small age, she used to appreciate my speeches. And now she criticized me a lot. But in those days, she was very supportive to my speeches.
It turns out there is a lot of joking in the Yousafzai family, like this scene from the film, where the whole family chimes in after director Davis Guggenheim asks Malala's littlest brother about his big sister.
She's a little bit naughty, a little bit that much.
What do you mean she's naughty? What does she do?
She just slaps me every time when I meet with her, when I come from school.
It is a sign of love. It's a sign of, like, how much
compassion.
I love you and how much sweet and cute you are for me. That's why I give you just a slap on your face.
One of the things that's very intriguing in the film is how much, Davis Guggenheim, you catch them all as a family. Were you surprised at that yourself?
Yeah, I mean, when I walked into...
Now, this is in Birmingham, England.
This is in Birmingham, England. The first day I took a cab to their house and knocked on the door. I didn't know who I would meet. This is family from 7,000 miles away from where I live. And when the door opened, it was like a family just like mine. There was a lot of laughter, a lot of teasing, some wrestling. Like, that's incredible that these amazing people are just human beings.
Yeah, and like the fighting with brothers. That should not have been included because I'm such a nice sister.
Davis has done a great job highlighting these fights. I'm very thankful.
I mean, that's so interesting. But like, what do we as Americans know about the Muslim world?
Yeah, of course.
We know this very narrow vein of information. Often it's violent, but that's a very, very small part of that population. And so when you meet this family, you see this lovely, very human, very normal family. It could easily be my family.
The documentary opens almost 3 years to the day Malala Yousafzai, since the Taliban boarded your school bus, shot you in the head, wounded your two friends. When you look back on that day, what does it mean to you now?
I don't remember that incident, and that is a very good thing because I don't feel that the girl who was shot was me. I received so much support from people and their prayers and their best wishes that kept me strong and never made me think back about that horrible moment.
In the beginning days, her mother is thinking in different ways. Had she been there, she would have protected her. In the beginning, we had very bad dreams as well. And when she was attacked, that was the saddest and the most tragic moment of my life and our family life.
What do you mean when you say you don't feel that girl who was shot is you?
Well, when you get attacked, it's a very difficult moment in your life. And I don't consider that as part of my life because it's a sign of weakness for me. And I do not want to be known as the girl who was shot. Never. I want to be the girl who fights for girls' rights to get quality education, and this is who I really want to be.
Malala and her father, Ziauddin Yousafzai, along with director Davis Guggenheim, the new documentary is He Named Me Malala. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Wonderful talking to you.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you very much. Thank you.